Is there a relationship between body type, body weight, and the amount of alcohol I can consume?
Yes. So I think maybe not body type, but definitely weight and time. I think time is also an important component. So I think studies will usually say that an average weight of 70 kgs can manage to drink about six drinks over 2 to 3 hours. So time is important and weight is important.
Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a vodcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. If you are new to our channel, please consider subscribing to it and hit the bell icon so that you can never miss an update. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a young entrepreneur from Bangalore, Mithali Tandon. Mithali, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ashutosh. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Mithali is the founder of Morning Fresh, which is India's first natural hangover detox drink. She was named in the Forbes India 30 Under 30. And very interestingly, though she's working on hangovers, she's got a double honors in criminology and social policy from the University of Kent. So Mithali, tell me, let's talk Morning Fresh. But before we get into Morning Fresh, from a degree in criminology to hangovers, tell me about this transition.
So, I mean, I studied criminology and social policy. It's a fantastic subject to study. It's very much based in sociology. I still actually use it quite a bit in my work today because it gives me a lot of insight into customers, into research, and a lot of what we do with strategy. But my transition was quite organic. I don't think I ever knew I would start my own business. So I did work professionally at a consulting firm at PwC first in their forensics department. I moved on to a little bit more unstructured environment at an NGO where I helped them fundraise. But I think that's really where I got a lot of perspective and had a chance to have some entrepreneurial spirit come out. Resources were low, goals were high, and we had to do a lot to make things happen. And it was about, I think, at around that time, my father, who's a scientist at heart, really, who also runs a business, in 2015, had asked me to come and join him because he'd started a new research and development lab. So they focused entirely on silk and sericulture. And I spent a lot of time with them. And that's where my first sort of introduction to biotechnology was, and slowly the transition away from criminology and towards the more biotech side of things. And the more time I spent in the lab, we did a lot of work and understood silk as a biomaterial. And we found lots of wonderful sort of uses and benefits. And one of the things that I discovered while working with them is that silk also has the property to help support liver function. And that's sort of when we figured that maybe this is an opportunity, and then sort of went about exploring how we can commercialize the product.
Amazing. Amazing. So let's talk Morning Fresh now. How do you define a hangover?
I mean, I think if you ask different people, they'll tell you different things. But I think the technical definition, so I'll tell you just to give you a background, is sort of measured in BAC, which is the blood alcohol content. So exactly what the cops will stick in your mouth to breathalyze you is essentially to check how much alcohol content you have per, say, 100 milliliters of blood. So that's a technical sort of definition, but usually it's obviously depending on each independent person's capacity. And there are various physical symptoms. The biggest one, which most people don't recognize, is when you still have alcohol in your breaths the morning after. Dehydration is obviously very common, and several other things, headaches, nausea, sensitivity to light. Lots of people experience muscle ache. So it's usually after alcohol consumption the next morning, depending on the person's several factors, food, time, place, quantity, everyone experiences different sort of symptoms.
Terrific. And how does Morning Fresh handle the hangover?
Okay, so the science behind it, I'll explain to you very simply. Everyone essentially has the potential to break down alcohol naturally, but the pace at which a person drinks isn't always the pace at which your alcohol can break down in the body. So your liver is usually under a lot of pressure and working overtime. And that's what leads to some level of damage over long term. Mm-hmm. What you're doing with Morning Fresh is our active ingredient, which is silk, plus all the antioxidants and vitamins that we add in, help support ADH, which is the liver enzyme that does all the work for alcohol, to perform to its optimum best. So you're basically helping your liver, supporting it so there's no damage, and processing the alcohol out. So by the time you wake up the next morning, you're already fresh and you're ready to go.
Okay. But one of the requirements of Morning Fresh is that you're supposed to have it immediately after you've had too much, or if you, immediately after you imbibe too much.
Yeah. So it's your last drink of the night, whenever that is.
So how do you remember when to have that if you had too much to drink?
So, I mean, it is the most commonly asked question we get. We usually suggest either keep it in your pocket. They're very easy to carry, sort of sachets and small bottles. Mm-hmm. Most people keep it by their bedstand. So if you have water or a charger or something at your nightstand anyway, that's a great place for you to keep it and take it before you go to bed.
Okay. And then, you know, when you talk of detoxification, you know, when you take something like Morning Fresh, and you said this is entirely natural, what does it do to your body? I mean, you know, does it break down the alcohol? I mean, I'm not an expert at all.
It does. So, like I had mentioned, our active ingredients help increase the performance of ADH and help it perform to its optimum best. ADH is the magic enzyme in your liver that you already have. Mm-hmm. And the faster you drink, which is if you're drinking shots, if you're drinking in too short a span of time. So what we're doing with Morning Fresh is helping that enzyme ADH to perform to its optimum best.
Okay.
So that it's able to break that alcohol down like it naturally would anyway, and flush it out of your systems. When you wake up, you're already fresh. But if you are, for example, to have if coffee or caffeine or an energy drink or a paracetamol, these are all chemical components that can outperform your natural capacity, which is why you'll experience a quick surge in, you know, in energy or sort of a burst of sugar that it can give you. We've chosen not to do that because if you are drinking frequently and you're already consuming a lot of things with alcohol, you know, either mixers or lots of other stuff that goes into your body during the drinking experience, we've chosen to keep it natural and sugar-free so that you're not putting that much more strain back on your body or your liver.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I've often wondered, you know, I enjoy my alcohol, of course, but I've often wondered, is there a relationship between body type, body weight, and the amount of alcohol I can consume?
Yes. So I think maybe not body type, but definitely weight and time. I think time is also an important component. So I think studies will usually say that an average weight of 70 kgs can manage to drink about 6 drinks over 2 to 3 hours. So time is important and weight is important. But of course, I have met many people during the course of Morning Fresh who have defied all of those rules as well, and a lot who've also come under that range. So I really think it depends. There's quite a few factors to measure. So time, weight, also quantity and quality of the alcohol that you're consuming. And I also think just overall fitness levels of each person's body varies. So it's tough to sort of standardize.
Very interesting. And you said a 70 kg individual can have 6 drinks.
Yeah, up to 6 drinks.
How do you define a drink? 30 ml, 60 ml?
30 ml. Yeah.
Okay.
What is your drink of choice, Ashutosh?
I normally have, and I love my malts. So I have a very large collection of malts. I also write on malts. So
I am the same of you, but in gin. I am a collector of gin and I also write on gin.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Then maybe one day when we have a past COVID
face, and if you
happen to be in Delhi,
absolutely,
you know, we can have some gin and some malts together.
Likewise, when you're in Bangalore next.
Thank you so much. So, you know, when you come back now to alcohol, and the consumption of alcohol is really increasing quite significantly, you know, across the whole country, across the whole world. What, in your opinion, is the reason for an increase in drinking? Is it just social, or is it, you know, for other reasons?
I definitely think social, but I think the bar community and the alcohol community has been doing a lot to sort of innovate and give the market a lot more option and choice. Mm-hmm. We're now seeing low alcohol trends coming up, which is the regular ABV are now getting lowered down. So people who are health conscious are able to drink. Local spirits, craft cocktails, craft spirits are all sort of emerging. So there's lots of innovation happening in the nightlife and alcohol space mm-hmm. that I think is broadening the number of people that are choosing to participate in this space. And now there's an option for everyone. If you're health conscious, if you're a mature drinker, if you're a collector, if you're experimental, there's lots happening. And I think that's been one of the largest reasons why there's more to offer. And that's why consumption has sort of also seen an increase.
Okay. And, you know, since you just mentioned that you are a collector of gins, mm-hmm. what is the reason why younger people like you are drinking so much more gin now? When I was growing up, there was only one drink called pink gin, which was, you know, bitters yeah. and gin.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a very easy drink to drink. That's definitely one main reason. Unlike, say, beer or whiskey, which I think through age, it's an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. Gin is a very easy sort of drink to drink during the day as well as in the evening. Also very botanical. I think there's a lots of room to for the distiller to express their brand or their story mm-hmm. Through the botanicals that come through. And I mean, at the same time, we're also seeing a surge in tonic brands, and the fact that there's lots of Indian tonics coming out. I think the fact that there are lots of local stories and brands coming out has also been a large part that people are sort of encouraging and wanting to see, you know, ingredients that they're normally using at home, like a haldi or a pepper or any of these ingredients that we've known for so long in India be reflected in a bottle.
Very interesting. So I have a hypothesis about gin, and I was mm-hmm. at a conference the other day.
Yeah.
And my hypothesis is that the reason gin is selling so much more to young people is because in my bar, I have 12 or 14 different types of flavorings of bitters. So I think it's the different kinds of...
It's very versatile as well, yeah.
You know, because of the multiple flavorings that are available is the reason why a drink like gin seems to be getting much more acceptance. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone enjoys both from the bartender side as well as at home. It's easy with a garnish, easy with a bitter, lots of infusions people are sort of experimenting with. It is very versatile. I think that's one of also a big reason why people are enjoying gin.
Very interesting. And you haven't ever thought of, in addition to Morning Fresh, starting off a bar which offers multiple types of gins?
I would be lying if I said I didn't. I think the lockdown has given me a lot of time to think about that. So maybe shortly, it'll be a passion project on the side.
Terrific. How nice. Yeah. How nice. So, you know, let's now move on. I'm going to move to a few questions for you personally. Mm-hmm. My first question to you is, Mithali, someone who has moved across so many different businesses and has just told me about a new passion that you may want to consider developing, which may be, I think, a fourth or fifth business. Mm-hmm. What would you say are three key milestones in your life?
I think definitely the first one would be my dad asking me to sort of come in and step in to check out what he was doing, because that sort of turned me into a very different trajectory than maybe I would have if that didn't happen. So for me, that was something that I'm grateful for, that I had the opportunity, because it's opened my eyes and helped me build my network and career in a very different direction. Mm-hmm. Second would be actually a kind of an interesting story. I had the first time I went out into market to sell Morning Fresh, I'd set up a meeting with a liquor store owner. And he's quite well known, has a whole chain of stores. And I went with an intern that we had at the time, and he'd only been with us for about a week. Mm-hmm. But the entire time that I had the meeting and I was pitching the product, the gentleman refused to look at me. He wasn't sort of able to have conversation with me, and he kept talking to the intern, who was mm-hmm. very new and wasn't quite sure of how to handle it.
Right.
But that sort of gave me a lot of perspective in terms of the effort and motivation to sort of prove so much in terms of age, in terms of gender, in terms of concept. That sort of was one defining moment for me that gave me a lot of motivation that I think took me through a lot of what came after. And the third thing would definitely be, I think Forbes 30 under 30 was quite a nice moment for me to reflect and kind of look back as to how far we've come as a team, as a business, as a concept, and everything that's happened. So yeah, I think those were definitely three moments.
Fantastic. So before I move any further, I'd love to ask you a question. Do you have any interesting anecdotes that you have with regard to, Morning Fresh?
So many. I mean, rediscovering my country through work has been very interesting, as it has been as a student or as a friend or as a neighbor. So I have lots of crazy stories. I'm not sure all of them are PG-13 approved, sure. But because there is lots of overlap with alcohol. But young people are very experimental, very open. I've met seemingly educated people who ask very bizarre questions, mm-hmm. and also found support and help in the most bizarre places that I never expected. Mm-hmm. I'd have to have a gin or a malt with you and then exchange all those stories. There's quite a few.
We will save these stories for whenever we meet.
Yeah.
So, Mithali, now moving on, you're building a fascinating brand, Morning Fresh. I think what you're also doing is, for a lot of people who've had too much to drink, mm-hmm. You're giving them cures to be able to get back on their feet, literally.
Yeah.
What are some of the core values you believe in as a company?
So I think learning has definitely been number one priority for us, which is always be open to learning, keep your ears close to the ground, talk to customers. Things are always changing, always adapting. And I think being open to learning as a company, that's one thing that we've always prioritized, because things are changing very quickly. Mm. Preferences are changing very quickly. People have different preferences and choices. So I think always being open to learn and adapt has been number one for us. Mm-hmm. The second has definitely been investing in people. At the beginning, we were spending 18 hours a day with our team. So we spent a lot of time to put our people together, have invested a lot in them. And they're essentially like my extended family. And especially through COVID, I think now is really when we can see the benefits, because everyone's really sort of pulling through. And it is really important that we invest in one another. Mm-hmm. And we've done that in as many ways as possible internally as we've grown. And the third thing would probably be, I think, some level of self-belief. There's lots of great advice. It is a very easy conversation to have, and people do give advice very frequently.
Yep.
So I think knowing when to sort of listen and when to drown out the noise and have some level of self-confidence to push through, that's been something that I think is the final sort of stretch.
Fantastic. Yeah. And from where you stand today, mm-hmm. And you look at all the things that you are doing and that you will continue to achieve, what does success mean to Mithali today?
Such a different question pre-COVID and post-COVID. I think that's really sort of changed.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, I think financially, we definitely had much larger goals, because I think just staying afloat, survival, all of those things were priority number one. Mm-hmm. I think post-COVID, we've all really had a chance to sit down and rethink how we can redefine success to us as well. Mm-hmm. And I, my honest answer would be is that I'm still figuring it out. I don't think I have a very sort of set answer, because all the plans you make seem like,
they keep changing.
And so I don't know if I have a set answer for that.
Well said. My next question, a follow-up from success, is who or what inspires Mithali?
So many things. My Istri man, who I've known for the longest time, I've seen him grow from 0 to 100, and he's literally the most hard hustling, innovative, entrepreneurial person I've met. Mm-hmm. I've been reading a lot about Mahua Mitra, and I love how feisty she is and how she fights for what she believes in. I've always loved Richard Branson, because everything that he's done, he sort of left an experience behind, and that's really what's made his brand a legacy. So I think a little bit about lots of people, and at different points in journey, I think different people come into our lives to inspire us in different ways.
Terrific. And my last question now to you, Mithali, and this is a question on failure. I've often said that parents in India don't teach children it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
We're always told come first in class, and I'm as guilty of it with my children. You know, go to the head of the line, etc. And yet we fail and learn. Mm-hmm. My question to you is that what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes?
We've spent a lot of time talking about to failure. I think the most common theme that has probably come out is just being okay to accept change, or I think just be prepared for uncertainty rather than constantly prepared to reach a goal.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much focus on 5-year plan, 3-year plan, projections, where are you guys going, what do you see yourself doing?
Mm-hmm.
But I think instead of that, we get so caught up in sticking to a plan rather than just being adaptable or prepared for any uncertainty.
Right.
That has been more valuable a lesson to me now, that I'd rather just be prepared, do what we need to be so that we're quick to listen, we're quick to learn, we're able to sort of move and change things as we need to, rather than just say, this is what we had planned, we have to go this way, there's no other way to do it, and kind of box ourselves in.
Very, very interesting. So I'm going to ask you one last question.
Sure.
And this is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation. What would your advice be as a young entrepreneur
mm-hmm.
to, you know, a lot of young entrepreneurs who will be listening to us?
I think that it's a very glamorous idea to be an entrepreneur, and there's lots of things that you read about, and there are lots of things that they don't tell you, even that you read about. But my only request would be is to just assess how much you're willing to put into it, because the personal commitment is quite high, and no one really tells you how much you have to give. So my request would be to ask yourself, how much are you willing to put into this? And if your answer is all in, then that's probably a great place to start. And if it's not, then to maybe assess your idea again.
What a great answer. Thank you. Mithali, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I mean, I've learned so many new things about Morning Fresh and detoxification. And of course, gin, which you and I have another session sometime planned.
Absolutely. But
thank you again and wish you lots of success.
Thank you very much, Ashutosh.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.